Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Episode 14. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Appreciate all the love and the support. I feel like I say that all the time, but I really do appreciate everyone listening, everyone joining in, and liking, sharing, listening, passing it along to friends, family for encouragement, or, you know, maybe they're going through something and they need that help and you're sharing this podcast with them. I appreciate just everyone's love and support with it. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, always just putting forth the best message that I possibly can and helping somebody out as much as I possibly can on a regular basis whenever I'm doing these episodes. So, jumping right into it today, guys. I am elated to kind of talk about this topic. I know last week what I said I was going to talk about, but it changed, which often it does. So I don't even know why I try to pre-plan anymore, because whenever I do, I just end up changing the topic at the last minute based off some type of experience or whatever it is that I'm going through at the time or whatever it is that I'm dealing with at the time. Today's message really, it comes from, a devotional that I was reading. I love devotionals. A lot of times I think they bring out good points and ideas using scripture that I may not necessarily have picked up when I was reading that particular text or used or thought about, in reference to an everyday topic. And this particular topic was talking about stress and being overwhelmed and how to access joy during those times. Well, in reading one of those, it talked about how different experiences that you go through in life mean different things to different people, and how when you go through these experiences, it's important that you realize your experiences that you are dealing with, the things that you are going through or that you're suffering, are selective to you, to embrace your feelings, your emotions, and not to look at somebody differently because their emotion is different or their attitude is different because it's not necessarily the situation that you are in. And it talked about using scriptures to assist you during those times of need. And one of the scriptures that it talked about was the scripture that referenced, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." And so, of course, it's referencing joy, talking about how to deal with stress and getting through everything. And it talks about how you experience, everyone experiences the weeping, but, you also, if you trust this process, if you trust this guide in your relationship with God, that you eventually get to the joy, that you have to embrace your weeping moments. Not try to press them down, not try to avoid them, but embrace them so that you can receive the joy. So, one thing that clicked to me is when I read that scripture is, and when I was reading this devotional is that scriptures a lot of times don't mean as, and don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that the scriptures lose power. I'm not saying that the scriptures lose reverence. or its sacredness, because in this next statement that I'm getting ready to make. But when you, some scriptures, you don't really quite understand until you actually experience what that scripture is talking about, right? It in the topic of our discussion today, it hits different. It's different when you experience compared to maybe you just reading it, right? That experience in that particular text hits differently for you than maybe somebody else. For example, if you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, as the scriptures describe receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, that text means something different to you than it may for somebody else, because you've experienced it happen. If you've ever been healed before, your experiences of being healed is different, or it hits different than maybe somebody who may not have has experienced that same encounter by God with him healing you. And so when you read a scripture that says, talks about by his stripes I am healed, or you see he laid hands on the man who had the withered hand and it took form again. When you see scriptures like that, it sticks out more to you. It hits differently to you because of your experience with it. The importance of this is because we are better witnesses when we experience it compared to just telling somebody about it. I'll give you an example. If you ever listen to, one of my favorite pastimes and things to do, and is listening to people's stories. I love listening to people's stories. In particularly, I love listening to people who've experienced that civil rights era in the early 1960s, late 1960s, early 1970s, and that whole civil rights movement. I like hearing these stories. I like hearing these encounters. However, I like it the most when I hear about these experiences and these encounters from people who actually were there, right? So my mom grew up in the South during integration, and so or the end of segregation, and so when the white schools and the black schools joined together, my mom had to start riding the bus with white kids. Well, she was in Deep South, so they were not as advanced maybe as the North. and so because of her experience, or because of her experience, she would tell me stories about how she rode the bus. And kids would be throwing, the white kids would throw paper at them and pencils at them. And their mom told her and her siblings, you cannot retaliate, period, right? And listening to those stories and listening to those encounters and those experiences hit differently for me because someone actually experienced it. And I'm pretty sure that when she encounters maybe someone who grew up back then and they talk about that experience, that it hits differently for her than if there was a textbook in front of her of somebody who may have experienced it or who may not have. I say that to say, you and I are better witnesses for Jesus Christ. We are better individuals for the kingdom of God when we have our experiences and then we go out and tell others about those experiences and how God delivered us from it. Going back to the scripture where it talks about weeping may endure for a night and joy cometh in the morning. I'll get even more personal with you. So last week, there was something that happened. I feel like it's always something that's happening to me. I'm an emotional guy. So, you know, I could be watching, I could be watching The Temptations. I don't know if y'all remember the episode where Otis, got word that his son died, right? And man, I could repeat that scene. Hey, Otis, I'm not gonna do it. But everybody knows Blue goes to Otis, asks him to have a drink. He says, "Nah, man, I don't want to have no drink." And then, you know, Blue breaks it down to Otis about his son passing away. I bawled. I cried like a baby, right? Because that touched me even before my son was alive. I just bawled like a baby. And so and a situation happened, and I was just down, and I was just out of it, and I shared a couple of tears about it, because I just was asking God, like, what's wrong with me? What did I do? Is it, you know, maybe I didn't hear you right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm whatever it could be, right? And so I was really just down. I was really just out of it. I was borderline, you know, I wasn't depressed, but I was in my feelings. I was in my emotions. And I was seeking for this peace. I was seeking for this joy and this love to overtake me, and I couldn't find it in anything. And so finally, I was sitting down, getting ready to eat dinner, and I literally hunched over, put my face in between my knees, as big as I am. I put my face in between my knees, and I prayed, and I said, "God, I don't know what you're doing in my life. I don't know what's going on, but I'm asking that you send me peace. I'm asking that, God, you help me to carry on, and I'm asking that, God, you help me in everything that I do. In Jesus' name, amen." And I lifted up my head. And as soon as I lifted up my head, I felt immediate relaxation. I felt this wholeness. I felt this peace on the inside. And I said to myself, man, this hits a little bit different. This scripture that talks about weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's different for me. And it hits different for me because I experienced that you can be down. You can have negative emotions. You can have a good day. You can have a bad day. You can have all of those different things. And yet and still, if you hang on, if you continue to trust God, if you continue to seek God, He will allow joy to come in the morning. And joy came when I woke up, when I got out my head out from under my knees, and I prayed to God and asked God to help me. That's when God sent my peace. That's when God sent my joy. And that scripture, that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning, hits different when you've experienced it. Your faith jumps when you experience it. And you're able to communicate to somebody else what transpired in your life. I'll give you another example. The woman at the well, when she encounters Jesus and she is excited, she's running to, she's met Jesus, she's met the Messiah. When she gets done with her conversation, the Bible says that she drops her water pot and she runs to tell her family, her friends, her neighbors, everybody about that Jesus was there. Right? And the Bible talks about that they all came, they all met Jesus, and that some of them believed Jesus through her. But there's a part of the scripture and a part of the text, I want to read it to you because it brings out my point. It brings out my point. Hold on, I want to I want to read this to you. It brings out my point about certain things hitting differently when you experience them. And I hope I can pull it up on here. And it says, and it says in John chapter number 4, I'm sorry for the silence, guys. I'm just trying to find the scripture. I guess I should have been more ready. Okay, and it says in John chapter 4, verse 39, it talks about, and it says, and it reads, and it reads and says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So a lot of them believed him through her. But it says, so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. In other words, it hit different for them, not because of just heard what she said, but because they experienced it for themselves. In other words, when you experience things on your own, it hits different. Your experience is different than maybe what somebody else has explained, maybe through word of mouth, maybe through a book, through a text. Sometimes the Bible comes alive based on your experience with him. That's what makes it so powerful, though. That's what makes it us be better witnesses. That's what increases our faith, because sometimes God allows us to take part of him and to have reference on how, what to expect when that happens. For example, going back to what I was talking about, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Excuse me. When you have experienced the travailing and you've experienced that weeping, when you've experienced that heartache, that pain, and God sends joy or sends peace, you can relate to that scripture a lot more than somebody who has not had that experience. But because you've had that experience, and because that has brought your experience to life and it hits differently for you, you now can take that experience and help somebody else. The woman at the well who went to tell some people and they believed Jesus through her, it hit different for her when she experienced Jesus for herself. When you experience and you have that personal relationship with God, things hit differently from you than anybody else. That's why sometimes some people, man, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, and I feel like I'm talking way too fast, but I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you were maybe reading the text of the Bible. Maybe you were reading a passage or a scripture, and that thing just connected with your spirit. It connected with your soul. It brought something alive because it's an experience that you had. It meant something different. When you don't have peace and you get peace, it hits different for you when somebody talks about peace, because you've actually experienced it. And that is who God is calling to be his great commission, to be his witness, is people who've experienced some things. Man, people who have experienced life, people who have experienced some heartaches and some disappointments. That's why you went through what you went through, because God wanted it to hit different for you so that you could go back and help somebody else. That's why you went through what you went through. That's why your pain is as grievous as it is. That's why your agony is as grievous as it is. That's why you went through the sickness. That's why you went through the illness. That's why you went through not having mama, not having daddy, not having brothers, not having family, not having sisters. It's different for you because, and the reason it hits different for you is that you've been through it. And because you've been through it, you can be a better witness for somebody else who's experiencing what you are experiencing. It's different for you. It means something different for you. That relationship with God, it means something different for you than it does for somebody else who may have never gone through anything in life, or who maybe is privileged enough to not have to worry about certain things or certain issues. But because you went through it, and because you survived it, and because it means something different for you, it is a greater calling on your life for you to help somebody else who's gone through it. It means something different for you. It means something far different for you than somebody else. And it doesn't degrade what somebody else went through, right? It doesn't put you on one level compared to the other. I'm laughing because when I first started preaching, I would go to churches that would do testimony service. And I remember that one service that I went to, the pastor allowed testimony service. And so, you know, testimony service can be real good, and it can also be real bad. If you ever experienced, especially black church's testimony service. And so one day I'm sitting down, you know, listening to people, and one man talked about how God healed him of a heart attack. Then the other man, God healed him of a gunshot wound. And then the other man, God healed me from unicorn disease or something crazy. And then another one, and you can tell, you know, it would mean something different if it didn't sound so monotony and so made up. and believe me, God does work those miracles, but it was a competition that was going on. It appeared as if it was a competition of who could give the best testimony and put a little bit more sauce on it than what was really there. And I don't talk about testimony service, you know, I'm using that as an example of how sometimes we will try to, conquer or king other people's or trumps other people's experiences based off of it may not be as non-boring as them, or maybe you feel like you should be the one who has the attention, or whatever the case may be. There's this competition, right, that goes on trying to see who can testify the best, man, it's not about that. It's not about who has it the worst, who has it the best, or because your experiences were different than my experiences that makes me less anointed than you. It just means that it hits differently for you than it would me. I never will know about the pain and the agony of being molested, or the pain and the agony of being raped, or the pain and the agony of being abused, or, you know, or misused. However, those who have, those topics hit differently for you. And because they hit differently for you, you can go out and help somebody else. That's the purpose of your calling. That's the purpose of your being, is to bring glory to God. Is to be his witness everywhere you go. I'm not the brightest cookie in the shed. But one thing I do know, and one thing that I am confident in, is that your experiences that you've gone through are for your good. And somehow, some way, God is going to fix it. God is going to fix it. He is going to fix it if you can just punch and fight through whatever you're going through. Endure it. And watch God pull you out. Watch God deliver you. Things hit differently for me as I experienced them. I didn't know how people could be depressed until I went through depression. I didn't know how people could be suicidal until I went through suicidal ideations. I didn't know, at the time, that this deep sadness that I would feel at times was not of God. I didn't think God cared about me anymore. So when he delivered me out of those things, talking about depression and suicide, talking about, you know, God, talking about, you know, health and all those types of things are interesting to me, and it hits different for me because I experienced it. And therefore, I can tell others. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for my brother and my sister today. I thank you, Lord, for helping them, for keeping them, and for them listening to this podcast. God, I'm coming to you, God, asking that you continue to help us, keep us, lead us and guide us, and help us, God, as we do our jobs, as we do our tasks, as we go towards our careers. I pray, Lord God Jesus, that you direct all of us and that you comfort our hearts. And that, Lord God Jesus, we continue to move forward with each other and with you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name. God bless y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm a little bit short today on today's topic. I am not going to do like I did last week and give a topic because I know it's going to change. So again, thank y'all so much for the support. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the help. You guys have an amazing day, morning, evening, night. God bless you. Peace.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.